Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. After a year and a half of grieving, healing, investigating, and legal maneuvering, the trial of the only living suspect in the Boston Marathon attack, Jahar Tsarnaev, is now underway. WBUR's David Boeri reports on the first day of what will be a lengthy jury selection process.
On they came to answer their summons, a long file of citizens from all corners of eastern Massachusetts. The potential jurors wound into the federal courthouse, past security screeners, and up a staircase to the glass-enclosed assembly area overlooking Boston Harbor, where Coast Guard Zodiacs cruised with deck-mounted guns. If any of the potential jurors, and this the first of six panels to be called, were still unaware what trial awaited them, federal judge George O'Toole had these bracing words. The name of this case is USA versus Jahar Tsarnaev. People's heads turned and they stared as the judge asked the young defendant to stand up. His expression was largely blank as the judge explained that Tsarnaev is charged with crimes potentially punishable by death. I won't be deciding what punishment Mr. Tsarnaev will be receiving if he is convicted. You will, Judge O'Toole explained. It's the responsibility of the jury rather than the judge to decide whether Mr. Tsarnaev is sentenced to death. Instructing the potential jurors about the long questionnaire each one filled out, O'Toole said, "We need your honest performance of this important duty of citizenship." The judge repeated that speech in the afternoon, and will make the same one four more times, today and tomorrow, to still more panels from which he hopes 12 impartial jurors and six alternates will emerge before the end of the month. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse in Boston.